Charlie Zulu.
W8RCY. KF8CWF.
Good morning, CWF. W8RCY waving a hand.
Good morning. I didn't see your text yesterday evening because my phone was dead. Had a rough day, as you can see, as you heard.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, felt bad and sent my condolences to what happened and such. I think I heard correctly you have some sort of dash cam that was able to, you know, catch some of it, if not all of it.
Yeah, I got it all on dash cam, but the cop said I didn't even need it. So he wrote it up as her fault because of where it was, and they do it all the time there at that intersection.
Yeah, copy. I was, we have that couple that's on the Troy repeater that does, I don't know if it's DoorDash or Grubhub, but they do some kind of delivery thing. And the male half of the team was sitting in his car and watched a woman back right into his vehicle trying to get out of her parking spot. And she didn't hit it hard, you know, it was just love taps. And he's sitting there, he's honking the horn, she's totally ignoring him, and he's going to get out of the car, but he said, no, he wasn't going to do that. And she, like, tapped into the, just, you know, like, tap, tap, kiss, kiss. And it's like, come on, you know. And he, you know, and I told him, I says, now you know why people buy dash cams, because of other people's just, you know, craziness or irresponsibility.
Well, my wife bought it for me. Thank you.
I don't know how well you can copy me, but that last transmission from you was completely garbled, and I didn't understand a word of any of it. So I don't know if you're just in a bad location or what.
Copy in a bad location.
Don't even know how to respond because they're kind of whispering. But, yeah, anyways, I take it you're coming out for breakfast, Brian, so... We'll see you in a little bit. Sean, I believe, is going to come by and pick me up. I haven't heard anything else. And if not, I'll get there somehow. So we'll catch up with you later. W8RCY.
You know, you can always let me know. I'll come and get you.
Well, I appreciate that, you and about a half a dozen other people. But sometimes I need to get out and walk, too. And it's already kind of nice that I stepped outside when I came down the elevator and not too bad, but yeah, I gotta get my legs going because in 2 or 3 weeks I gotta be in Daytona 2 successive weekends and I'll be doing a lot of walking for the first time in a long time. So we'll see how it is. But I do appreciate the offer. And that time you came through loud and clear.
Yeah, I ran down the basement. Talking about the dash cam reminded me I had to get the flash car to put it back in so I could use it.
Gotta remember that your basement is lead lined and armor plated and bulletproofed and everything else, and your signal down there just does not make it.
Ugh.
Ugh. Oh no.
Well, I just turned on my radio and I heard one syllable before you said, oh no, after my ugh. So I have no idea who or what is going on out here.
No, I was talking to Brian. He had a mishap with his truck and talking about dash cams and I lost his signal because he went down in the basement and he came back. So I'm just sitting here in the lobby wondering if you're up and around and gonna make it, or are you gonna pass?
I'm already rolling.
So I will add to my DoorDash list that Young's Chinese not only is good for you, but it's also good for medicinal purposes.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, when you look at the list of things that they want you to stick to with Mike, my condition, I feel like I'm pregnant. Anyhow, chicken chop suey is about perfect. It's relatively bland. It's got lean, unfried, you know, chicken, some pretty modest vegetables, rice, all this stuff they want you to eat. So, yeah, that worked out really, really well.
Yeah, when you mentioned the fact that, you know, your condition is like, you know, being pregnant. When you left the doctor's office yesterday, I was going to say, you know, well, did the rabbit die? But, no, I held back. But, yeah, okay, I'm just glad you're up and around, and I'm sitting here in the lobby, so we'll be waiting for you. And I hope Brian found his way out of the basement, and we'll see him at breakfast as well. W8RCY.
Okay, just got my drink. I will be there momentarily.
KF8S Mobile.
Mike.
CMRS version of this.
A lot of K's.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I'm just pulling up here at the mall, though, running inside to exchange a Christmas gift. We'll be back in a bit.
Very good. Okay, I'm chatting a little bit. I'll be listening most of the day. I meant to get there this morning, but I overslept. I was just tired. We went out last night and had a few, so. But I had good intentions yesterday. So talk to you in a bit. NAKPD.
N0UEP, this is Kilo Echo 8, my tank number. Negative contact. W8FU.
Did you take back your present?
Yeah, I got a hoodie, really nice hoodie, $100 hoodie for Christmas. May or may not buy for myself. I'm cheap when it comes to that. This is real nice with the embroidered logo and all that stuff. And hemming and hawing, it's like, you know, the size I got was fit me real good right now, but it was like 50-50. It might shrink a little. And hoodies can be large. And I hemmed and I hawed and I hawed and I hemmed, and I decided to go back and get the next size up. So that's what I did. Bought another shirt while I was there. And now I'm heading over to my grandkids, see them for a few, drop off a present to my daughter that came late, since I'm feeling all perky and out and about. I don't know, maybe do a little shopping. So yeah, all good, man, all good. What did I want to talk to you about? I cannot remember.
Yeah, I don't know. We were tagging around with the P25 stuff a little bit. I've been playing around with these XTSs. Kind of fun, actually. Quite a learning curve, so I did that quite a bit, and this SDR radio has kind of caught my attention, and I've been watching lots of videos on that. I want to get one of those and play with that. I don't know if you guys have ever done that or not, but I got some software called SD Trunk, and basically you can capture any frequency from
nothing megahertz to like 2.4 megahertz. So I was kind of playing with that a little bit for a $35 receiver.
Yeah, I've monkeyed with it a bit. I've got the RTL, SDR, whatever, RTL dongle. I got one of those that we were running with a thing called Trunker. At the shop, and you might see that thing up on that big screen in our shop that shows the status of our system. That's just one of those little cheap dongles and a piece of readily available software that monitors everything. That's all that is. And, but that's my dongle. I think they finally bought one and gave me mine back. Not that I'm going to use it. And then I've got a couple of the SDR Play, RSP. I got an RSP DX and an RSP Duo, and I run those at home. I use the RSP DX for like HF mostly, and then I use the Duo so I can do a couple of things at once. I don't know that I really need to, but I got two of those. Those are, I think, bang for buck at least. At the time I bought them, those were as good as it got, bang for buck. I don't know if there's anything that's come up since then that's better, but I really like those for a higher quality. But now there's so many things out there. Hell, you can, for a little more than the cost of an SDR Duo, you can buy, like, what's this radio? Larry's playing with, I can't remember the name of it now, but this full-blown SDR HF rig. It's not only a, you know, receiver, but it's a transmitter as well. So it's pretty amazing what you can do these days.
Yeah, I kind of like to learn that. Yeah, you get a chance, send me a text or something on that software you use. The one that I've seen that person, you know, like it says, I'm internet smart, but the one I saw gets the most popularity is that SDR Trunk. And that one does, you know, P25 and DMR and all the other modes, and then you just scan along and you look at the little waterfall, see where there's a frequency, and then you just tag it and then you listen to it. I'm sure it's everything you know, but you know, it's not, okay, I accidentally bumped into a YouTube video and I go, okay, there's a t-shirt I don't have. So I ordered the same thing, the RTL or RTF little module, and I'm supposed to be here tomorrow. So I'm just sitting here playing with the software trying to figure it out. So sounds like fun.
Well, no, I'm not the guy to ask because I don't monkey with that. I run, like I said, I run the SDR Play units with their SDR Uno software, and it doesn't do any of that decoding stuff. I monkeyed a little bit with that and kind of lost interest. Not that there's, you know, anything uncool about it or boring about it. I just didn't have a real need for it. And, you know, so I just lost interest. But as far as the stuff we're running at the shop for the monitoring of our system, that's Paul. You can ask him about it. I don't even remember the name of it, if it's what you're talking about or not. But like I said, Larry is really stuff. He's run almost everything. But he's right now, he's running the Hermes hardware, which is a little different. It's a little closer to the FDR Uno stuff I run as far as, you know, look and feel. You know, it's more of a full featured, you know, like it's like having a radio. It's not like a utility, like a, you know, the one you're talking about is more like a digital scanner. It's a little different. But I'm sure he's probably played with it or monkey with it. You know, I'm sure one of the guys out there. You gotta get on Telegram, man. You don't get on there all that much, but that's where, you know, you're gonna find the guys playing with all this stuff. You have all sorts of info. Start a new topic.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that. Sounded like fun, and like I said, yeah, it's digital, and it's analog, and it's HF, and it's sideband. It just depends what program you tell the little box to do, and I thought to myself, okay, I got $35 in the little receiver, and God knows I got a bunch of little bitty SMA antennas sitting around here that I could just throw on, you know, on some gutter or something outside and see what it gets. So that seems to be my latest interest, so that's what I've been doing. And then the other thing is, you know, I've been playing around with this XTS That's a fun radio. I mean, it's really quite, you know, you got to kind of treat Case of Ghost a little bit. I see what you meant about all of that, because, you know, one thing means another thing, and then, like, you can't double anything, because if it does, it gives you an air, and it won't write. I mean, so a lot of it was fun. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, the programming with the Motorola P25 stuff is, that's the frame of mind of the commercial techs. You know, we think in, you know, after that you think like, that's how commercial techs think about radio programming. And it's very alien and different from everything else, you know. Well, not very, but significantly. Then you get into the, like, chirp stuff or the ham radio stuff or stuff, and it's a different approach, which is more intuitive, because it didn't have to suffer from Motorola's, you know, evolution. Motorola software is the way it is because it evolved to be that way, and, it kind of evolved into this platform, and so now here we are, you know, and it's like, far down the, I suppose if they were smart they could redo the whole thing, but they're not going to do that. And, the XDR software was a whole fresh approach to everything, and that's quite different even still, as you well know. And so that's kind of like neither one. I don't know if that's not like the amateur stuff, nor is it like the P25 stuff, so they must have had a whole different team with a whole different angle that wrote the XDR stuff. So, yeah, it's all a learning curve, right? And guys that focus on DMR stuff, you know, get really good with the one, and guys that get good with P25 stuff, they get really good with that. And they're all a little different. You know, you can be fairly proficient at all of them with some work, but, I'm pretty mediocre to poor on the XDR DMR stuff. I can usually fly through the amateur stuff pretty well, and then of course my grounded in the Motorola stuff. So but it's just a matter of familiarity, and that's basically what it is.
Yeah, I can see how that would happen. You know, if you're doing either one, so let's say outside of amateur world, DMR is like for businesses and companies and things of that nature, and if that's your company, XYZ Radio or something like that, I could see how you could get really proficient at it. I'm okay at the DMR stuff. I got it figured out pretty good. I would give myself a failing grade on this as P25 stuff, you know, because it is, you know, this has to be this, and that has to be that, and the personalities, and blah, 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 and all that other stuff. I could see that, how that does, but if that's your job, you know, your entity, you know, like some of the people you got working for you, they kind of look at, you know, like, okay, what's the big deal? You know, it's always been like that. I can see kind of that stuff, and then, you know, the hammy world, yeah, they definitely dumb that stuff down, you know, because they want users and things of that nature, i.e. the chirp, i.e., you know, because everything's right there on one screen, you know, and call it a day, call it good, you know. So even that OpenGD77, you know, the radio itself is kind of cumbersome to maneuver around in a little bit, but the software is a piece of cake. So, you know, I can see how all of that stuff happens, and it makes a lot of sense. So, but yeah, I was learning a lot of things about all the different talk groups and things of that nature. And then that book I got from you, I was bored one night and I started reading that, and that has really got a lot of, like, kind of cool stuff in it, too, as far as, you know, going different places and talking and opening up the NACs, you know, network access code, you have to put FFEO or something like that, you know. So I was really kind of surprised that somebody actually published all that stuff, so that was kind of neat. So it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, I'm more into that part of it than I am talking, but hey, you know, change your zone. Change the subject. How did breakfast go?
Oh, real good. It was a smaller crowd than usual. Although we filled up three tables, so, you know, not that small. Even the small crowds these days are, you know, 1,000 guys. And there was fun to be had by all. We did a little, we gabbed about a lot of stuff, a lot of the projects we're all working on and stuff like
that's
that,
right.
stuff
that's
we
right.
want to putz with. So pretty good. And then I ran to the mall after that. Now, like I said, I'm just closing in here on the grandkids. So gonna call it that. Got nothing much else going on here today. I'm just testing the waters here today, though. I've been pretty ever since I left the restaurant. Except for we had breakfast Monday, I've pretty much been sick. And I don't know what it was. I think it was something I ate Sunday night. And you know, the reason I got pancakes, told you I don't normally do that, but I was feeling a little queasy. I wanted something really bland and simple, and pancakes seemed like that. But yeah, it started, the roller coaster started later that a little bit after I left you. Didn't even make it out of the restaurant there. And it started after that, and it's been a rotten week. Still managed to get our Christmas festivities in on Christmas Eve without too much problem, but yeah, it was interesting. But enough on all that.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to get a little something to do. I think, I'm surprised that's not more of a problem than it is. You know, it's, you know, whatever we call it, food allergies, food poisoning, food something. You know, I am shocked that, you know, we get away with some of the stuff that we do, because it really doesn't take many microorganisms to get, you know, get in you and, like, mess you up. And, you know, and our food supply and stuff like that is, like, very vulnerable. You know, both for, you know, us, and if somebody ever wanted to do anything nasty to us, you know, from a angry outside source, I think that's, you know, that's the stuff you got to be careful of. And sometimes I always wondered, like, if you got a bug or something, or you don't feel good, or, you know, whatever, I just wondered, okay, what did I eat, and how long has that chicken been laying out at the restaurant, and things like that, because I do think that there's a lot of that goes on, and you can't ever really identify it, I mean, not yourself, and that's kind of a thing, I agree, so, oh, very good. You got Christmas Eve, we had three Christmases. We had one family. Sarah, of course, had to work Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then the day after Christmas, we had a Christmas here at the house, and then at her mother's, and then at her old house with her kids, so it all turned out pretty good. It was all, so basically I had, almost like the movie, four Christmases. We had three, so that turned out pretty good, and I worked yesterday, so, I mean, so that felt good, too. We got a lot of big projects in the works. I felt pretty confident that we stand a good chance of getting or acquiring, so things are looking good for us for next year, so hopefully it just keeps running and nothing drastically changes.
Yeah, that's where things have really changed for us. We have one Christmas, and that's it. There's really, my family is not here in the state, those that are left, and we don't get together on the holidays, and Andrea's family, is very little of her family left, her sister and brother-in-law, and they were childless, so, you know, there's no extended, and so basically it's my kids and their aunt and uncle, and that's about it anymore. There's a few of Andrea's extended family around that we tend to get together with occasionally, but not, you know, holiday stuff. You know, try to get together once a month just to have a family dinner or whatnot. But they're getting old and hard to travel, and the cousins are getting a little bit, you know, more distant. So we're pretty much down to just one Christmas, and then anything I do with, you know, my kids personally. But we generally double that all up, you know, with the one. So, which is okay by me. Like I said, I did all that with the kids and multiple families like everybody else has to juggle. And it's good to not do anything on Christmas Day. Although, I'll tell you what, man, we couldn't find a Chinese restaurant we could get in line or call into. It was a zoo. Chinese restaurant business is crazy on Christmas Day. So, anyhow, just not enough of us with nothing going on. Justify doing a big Christmas dinner. Like I say, we do that on Christmas Eve. All right, anyhow, there's a place I'm looking for right here that I'm supposed to stop at, and I can't remember the name of it. It's kind of a know-it-when-I'll-see-it thing. So I better be looking for it so I see it, so I can know it.
Okay, no problem. We got to take off here, too. We got a couple things we have to take back. I mean, it was like we ended up with, we kind of wanted those heated coffee cups, you know, those coffee cups that got batteries in them and keeps your coffee at 100 and some degrees. We kind of wanted those, and we ended up with four of them. So I think we're going to go take some coffee cups back. So I'll let you go. Have a great day, and I'll be out and about here for quite a bit in a little bit. I think we'll take the truck, so I'll have a two-way radio with me, or a ham radio with me. So chat later. Let me know if you ever want to work on that Warren or the Richmond one for the other, for the digital part of it. I'd kind of like to get that. I think that's kind of exciting. So good luck, and we shall chat later. And AKPP, clear after yours.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to make a phone call here. Not sure. Looking for an Italian market. Oop, is that it? That might be it right there. Maybe Anthony could help me if he was on. All right, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for this market I'm looking for. W8FU.
Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. Radio check.
You're sounding fine. So, let's see. I'm trying to park here, so pardon me. Yeah, you sound good. Oh, good. I got a good parking spot here.
Wow, where the heck are you guys? I'm way out in Davison. This is supposed to be the Mayville repeater.
Well, it is the Mayville repeater, and it's connected to many other repeaters. I am on the Warren repeater. Wally was probably on a node or the Mount Clemens repeater, so there are many repeaters. Go to WHCMN, look at the UHF system, and you'll see what's connected up to what. And then if you want, you can go to k8fbi.servebeer.com, and you can see all of our stuff and their stuff all on one fancy page. All right, I am where I'm going. I'm going to get inside and do what I came for. This is W8FU.
Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, clear.
NAKPP, I was on the Richmond repeater via mobile radio on a base antenna.
Okay, I'm back. W8FU.
Well, what's happening? K8PP.
Just out here testing the water, seeing how I feel. Been a little dodging, a little this, a little that. And, so now I'm out and about, going to see the grandkids for a little bit, say hi to my daughter and son-in-law. How about you? How's things going? How's Dad? How's Mom? And how's Steven and everything there at home? Did you get everything all cleaned up? I've been following you over on the digital side of the world, and sounds like you're having some fun there.
Yeah, you know, everything cleaned up at home, and was at Mom's the other day. I've actually been there a number of times, and, you know, it is what it is. And I have a social engagement this evening. That'll be fun. I'm just ST8ing. As I was sharing with you, it's new, uncharted territory for me, but it's like I'm figuring out the appeal. So, just in the last several minutes, though, troubleshooting, because all of a sudden the computer was going into a situation where it wasn't decoding anything for several sequences, and all of a sudden it would come back. So, since there's a loose connection here, is it software, is it hardware? Lots going on, so I'm trying to figure that out. And I got an email from some guy who is plus 50 AD or something and kept sending his exchange to me, and I wasn't decoding it until I sent him an apology and said, hey, sorry, buddy. cockpit error.
Yeah. At that point, move along. I notice one thing weird when I'm playing with it. Like, I'll be working a guy, and then, you know, we'll... I'll be in the middle of one, and then until I give up, it's like when I give up, then all of a sudden I work. I'm like, what's up with that?
Yeah, I noticed a few instances of that where I would, you know, where there was somebody who I called, he called and just wouldn't hear me. I'm like, well, I'm going to go click on somebody else. And, you know, like one sequence of calling him and the guy had been calling finally comes back. And so I click and switch back. And, but anyhow, yeah, this is fun. Let me rephrase it. I wouldn't even say it's interesting. It's not fun. It's not interesting. It's something.
It's ham radio, the video game.
Yeah, I'll say that. Pong was more... maybe that's a bad analogy. Quick paste something. You know, it was just kind of mindless robotic, but... Oh, so I restarted the... So I shut down the software, and I just restarted the... WSJT, and I'm like, okay, seems to be working okay now. Let me try the other thing and get it going. And it had been running. It had been running for a couple of days. I hadn't. I think when I did the log imports and stuff like that, I just minimized the programs. And this ancient thing, who knows? Probably needs to be rebooted every day, just due to reasons.
Sorry about that. My daughter called asking where I am. At the cellar, I said, turning on your street! She didn't know I was stopping first at the Italian market. But I am pulling down her street right now. We have to get a January breakfast set up. So start as we wind down here. Let's give it a little bit here, and then let's start figuring that out. What's Steve's date? I think Steve's date's the 15th, was it? Anyhow, we can talk about that more later. Maybe work something out in and around then. We can either take him out before, so that we still have to wander him around like the blind guy, or we can wait till after. But then he'll be able to see us, and he doesn't want to go anymore. So maybe we ought to go one time where he can't see us. That way we're sure he'll attend.
Yeah, I was going to say something that I think it is to his benefit if we go at least once before. All right, well, have fun with the kitties. We'll catch you on the air later. And yes, breakfast soon. That's all good. All right, KBB.
By the way, if you're ever working in the yoke and feel like a coffee at the, although I'm going into the part of the year where I don't have as much time. I have a lot of time the last couple of weeks, but we haven't done the, we haven't done in a while. And then, like I say, it doesn't always have to be a big orchestrated thing with the whole group. So I know Phil's out of town for a few weeks, and everybody's got various different family stuff, but that should all be winding down now. All right, looks like the UPS guy's mad at me for blocking him here. Got to get inside. K8BB, W8FU. W8FU.
W8FU. W8X.
What's happening out and about on this beautiful day, man? Sunshine and, what is it, 55 degrees? Good grief. Frigid weather after Thanksgiving and spring weather after Christmas.
Yeah, I like this pattern.
I'm all about, you know, nice snowy Christmas day, but give me summer the day after, I'm good with it. So, yeah, I'm out and about too. I'm waiting for Riley to show up here at the EOC, and I think we're going to pass a note up on the roof and chit-chat a little bit. Okay, yeah, John gave me a node this morning at breakfast. I'm going to probably put that up. I might put that up in Mount Clemens up high. You know, and I've, you know, Fred has told me that, you know, that's hit and miss. Depends on the RF in the area. They're not great at dealing with high RF fields. So, but we'll see. I don't know if we'll be able to see you. That's a long haul, but we're going to get that one up. And then I got a couple other sites. I was thinking if hardware comes, if they build it, I'll put them up in a couple of other strategic locations. We'll see what kind of infrastructure we can feed. Yeah, that's cool. The one thing I will warn you about, though, is to make sure that you put either some kind of remote power cycle on it or put it in a spot where you can easily get to it. I don't know why, but this node that he put up here at the EOC, it seems to lock up after a week or so. You have to go up on the roof every time to power cycle it to fix it, and it would last another week or so, and then it would do it again. I don't know if it's a hardware issue or firmware or what, but you want to make sure that you can power cycle it easy just in case. Oh yeah, no, that's a given. You know, that and the fact that they guess periodically need firmware updates that can only be done via USB makes for a interesting situation. But I do have a Windows box that I can remote into, so maybe I might be able to power it off the USB port on that and you know, then be able to push, you know, updates to it there. That's, of course, if I put it indoors and run the antenna out, which if you put it up on a pole or something like that, in a couple of my locations I have that luxury, but in other locations they have to be a little bit more self-contained. But we'll see. We'll see as they go on. I know Dakota's working on a deployable solution. I just got some hardware from John A. 88OB. He just gave me a piece of hardware that'll be the lion's share of another one, and possibly we'll look into what it's going to take to deploy them. That's good. The more up, the better. We found that they don't, I mean, the distances aren't great, you know, because they're so low power, but the more you get, the better it becomes. And if you get, you know, beams pointed at certain key locations, you can actually get a pretty good network going. That's what we've got an omnidirectional on the one up here, but on my house, I've got one, it's a Yagi, that's pointed right here. But I'm feeding it with 75 feet, or not 75 feet, 20 feet of 75 ohm coax, so that kills the whole signal. I've got to get mine in a box with a solar panel up on my roof where the antenna is at, instead of connecting a coax to it. But that's going to be a spring project once I get all the stuff for it. And I'm hoping by doing that I can reach it. Yeah, jury's still out for me. I haven't really seen a whole lot of value yet. But like you said, if you start building it out, maybe there'll be some interesting use for it. I heard the guys up in Saginaw, they got a site that's working pretty good for them. They're getting I heard they were getting like 11 miles or something you know, in all directions, so they were able to shoot some, just on that one site, they were able to do some pretty impressive stuff. And then there's a similar site down in Flint, I'm told, that doesn't work for squat. It's, you know, equally impressive site, but the noise floor doesn't make for conducive behavior. That one's only half. So you just never know what you're going to get. So I guess all we can do is just put them out there. Me being down here in the big city, I'm expecting the worst, and I guess we'll just see what we get. I guess that's all you can do. What else is new and exciting? I'm just out taking care of exchanged a Christmas gift, made a little stop at a Italian grocery store, and went and visited the grandkids and my daughter and son-in-law. I'm just heading back to the house, pretty much did my fill. About as much as I can handle, just getting over my little bout with something. So I've spent it for the day. I'm going to go relax a little.
Yeah, not much going on here. I've just been relaxing the last week or so. I'm taking some time off work. I'm going to take this whole next week off. And then hit at it pretty hard because I've got a surgery the first week of February, so then I'll be out for another 4 to 6 weeks, so I've got a lot of catch-up work to do, but I know you and I had talked a while ago about Kindles, and you had returned yours. I got one for Christmas. I got a Paperwhite, and I have been spending way too many late nights now, 2 and 3 in the morning, reading books. I am really enjoying that little thing. It's much better than reading on my iPad. I don't have the glare on the screen staring me in the face, and you can turn on, like, the night mode, the dark mode, to make it the black background with the white, you know, lighter text, and, man, I am really enjoying it.
Yeah, I thought I'd be clever, and I bought a tablet, I didn't buy a Paperwhite. If you remember, that was the debate, and, you know, I said, well, I'll get something more useful. But sometimes that's not the answer, you know, because although it might arguably be more useful, it didn't perform the number one task it was designed to perform even remotely as well. And so I'm definitely going to give a Paperwhite another try. It wasn't any better on my eyes than any given screen, and you know they fatigue the eyes after a while. And I understand the Paperwhite's just a whole different experience. It's very much like looking at text on paper.
Yeah, it definitely is. I was kind of on the fence, but my wife wanted to get me something else for Christmas, so I'm like, you know what? I've been debating one of these things. I think I want one of those, so she was like, just get it ordered and get it here, and I haven't put that thing down. With the Kindle, with the iPad, it's a great screen, it's crystal clear, but the glare on the screen bothers me a lot. My eyes just, whatever, want to focus on that instead of the text. And it's heavier, so it's pretty heavy to hold, especially if you're trying to lay in bed and read or you're sitting in a chair. It gets a little fatiguing that way and a little annoying, and it's big. With this Paperwhite, man, it is light as a feather, easy to hold. It's really nice on the eyes. It's really nice to read. Even when I gave it to her to take a look at and said, here, check this out, she's like, no, I better not because I'm going to want one of those too. She liked it so well. It's nice. You should give it a shot.
KU4 said YQ.
Yep. Well, good deal. What size did you get, by the way? How many inches is it? Because, you know, that's the other thing, too, is form factor. I don't know if there's different sizes, but I think there was. But I would guess you'd want it as close to there's paperback and then there's hardcover, so there's different sizes even in books. what would you call it?
So I got the 7-inch, and I heard you in there, Joe. Hang on 1 second. So I got the 7-inch. When I went and looked at Best Buy, I think that was the only size that they've got. Now they've got the paper white, and then they've got the color one, which I think the color one was a little bit bigger. But the color one, it was nice, but it didn't impress me as much as the paper white. But then they've got the actual Kindle tablets, which they come in a 10-inch, but I don't, the paper white is where it's at after using it. So, and I do think it's only one. I think there's just the 7-inch now. I think they had a 5-inch, but it was really, I think that was tiny, and I don't know as if they make that one anymore. But, anyway, Riley's here. I need to get in there, but Joe, go ahead. KE4ZYQ.
KE4ZYQ. I just want to briefly step in and wish you guys a new year and happy new year. And just want to thank Sean and anybody else that works on the repeaters to keep them running cost-wise, functional-wise, and GMRS. You service a lot of people out here, hams and GMRS people that can utilize it to talk to other people. So I just want to thank you for doing all the work, all the trouble and whatever. And just want to do that, start a new year off and say be grateful for what you got and who does it, who takes care of it, maintains it and all that. So hope you both have a great, your families too, have a great new year. And just want to say that briefly. Over to you, Sean, and 7-3 from KE4ZYQ.
All right, Joe. Yeah, we'll start that. Don't need that nonsense. We're just playing around. Everybody has hobbies. Mine is partly doing that, so it's not a big thing. All right. Anyhow, I'm gonna look up that Amazon or that Paperwhite thing when I get home. You got me reinterested there. Aaron, I think you're there, so I'll let you sign out real quick if you haven't already. And I think there might have been somebody else in there. So over to Aaron to sign out if he needs to, and then was there somebody else doubling with Joe?
All right, yep. I'll see you guys later. 7-3 is Joe. And Sean, I will talk to you guys later. WT8X, I'll be clear.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. No, Sean, I meant sincerely what I was saying. I wasn't being sarcastic. I sincerely meant it. I used the repeaters at the GMRS and hear Jack and a lot of guys talking. So I sincerely wanted to thank you for keeping them running, putting them up, expense, trouble, upkeep, whatever. I sincerely meant that. It was no sarcasm. Just an FYI.
No, I know you were sincere, but I just find it unnecessary. Like I said, I don't want to start that. Nobody owes me any thanks or any appreciation. I mean, if you do, that's fine, but I don't need to start that. Get me all embarrassed and stuff. Just a thing, just playing around. Just like you play around with stuff, I'm sure. You helped me out with my back. I found a way to work through my back pain better since you talked to me about leaning into the pain instead of leaning away from it. Believe it or not, that made a big difference. So there you go. See? It's a trade-off.
Well, funny you should bring that up, because now I got your pain. I do have a pain on the left side of my low back, a pinched nerve. I've been doing my own suggestions and still battling, and I got a TENS unit I bought years ago, and I got that on as we speak to block some of the pain. You know what it's like when you cough or sneeze or move the wrong way, and all of a sudden you got that sharp pain. It's like, oh, you might as well be kicked in the back or stabbed in the back. So I'm there right now, so you brought up a subject that's very recent to me. So secretively or privately, I hope I can get better, too. So I've been there, done that, and there now. So KE4ZYQ, thanks for the connection.
I think I recognized what was going on. I think it was the other side of my radio that was making noise. I thought there was somebody in there doubling with you, but it was somebody really weak on the other side of my radio squirting in every now and again. Go figure. All right, Joe. Have yourself a new year. Happy New Year. And I hope your Christmas is great.
We'll catch you later. I'm going to call Mama now and see if she wants me to bring anything home before I get there. Not far off. W8FU.
Yep, and one last thing. Go Lions Monday night. KE4ZYQ, Claire. KFABOT Mobile and Listening.
Kilo Fox 58, Charlie Delta, November, monitoring.
N8COH is monitoring.
KF8BOT, I'll be listening.
Hello, radio. This is K6MCQ looking for any contacts to EchoLink. Any station copy, K6NCQ.
KF8PDS test.
KE8ONM monitoring.
KE8ONM, this is Whiskey KEG, copy.
How's it going, Ken?
Oh, pretty good. Nice day in the neighborhood here, so I'm going to go out, have myself a stroll, and see how things are going down the street.
Sounds good. Well, if you see an open garage door, you know where to wander in there.
Right on, man. Whiskey KEG cleared.
KF8PDS test.
TF-80, well, monitoring.
Thank you.